is no sweeter sound than your footfalls in my forest. Because it means you are getting closer to me. Come, come. Hurry, hurry. I need you. My subjects will show you the way. Look for the clearing alight with magic. I can hardly contain myself as I wait for you. The voice you heard vanishes from your ears as you continue through the forest, escorted by an entourage of fat ravens. After 100 paces, you see a golden light pouring through a circle of ancient oak trees, their trunks wider than a horse. The amulet you wear under your fine tunic feels heavy as you walk cautiously towards the strange forest magic. You step into the clearing, and a beautiful woman emerges in a swirl of dark feathers, dripping in gold and jewels. She is a stranger to you, but she smiles as if greeting a lover. There is an intensity in her expression, a grin so wide that it makes you put your weight on your back foot. Then your eyebrows lift as you recognize much of the jewelry she wears. I see you received my summons. I'm delighted, and so is my court. Isn't that right, my subjects? Oh, how they applaud for you. Ah? And you bow to me? I thought I was going to have to force you. Such propriety is rare for a human. I'm impressed. Though I knew you would be. Impressive, that is. Come forward. I wish to look at you. Ah. I've known you only by your work, but it is such a pleasure to know you now by your face. And your body. Look at you. A sweet expression, a straight back, beautiful fingers, and the most perfect clavicle. How do you look so lovely when your bones aren't hollow? Oh, and a blush spreads across your cheeks. What a treat. So charming. And your eyes. Ah, I can see they are full of questions. I forget myself, though you can hardly blame me. I've been so excited. But an introduction is in order, surely. I am the Raven Queen. Ah, you knew. You are full of surprises. Is that why you accepted the summons I sent to you? I'm glad you know of me. I thought most humans had forgotten. The one who trained you spoke of me. Delightful. Why did I send for you? I thought it was obvious. Because you are, without a doubt, the finest jeweler in the Empire. I would tell you no lies, lovely human, though your modesty is endearing. Look, look. Observe your work as closely as I have observed you tonight. The bracelets on my wrists all bear your stamp. They sound sweeter than church bells when I move. How do you do it? Yes, you see that I wear much of what you have made. I'm your best customer. I send members of my court in disguise, hungry for your next creation. You knew. You suspected. Clever human. What gave us away? The black feathers we would leave behind. Ah, your eye for detail is unmatched. Oh, you're quite welcome for my patronage. It brings me joy, covering myself in your art. Every time I look at my hands in human form, my rings, I think of you. I can't think of anything else but you. I see your smile when I talk about it. I weigh myself down with it, your jewelry, so every human step is a delicious reminder of you. No. I'll press my finger to your lips. Let me cover you in compliments. Let me praise your hard work. You deserve this. The obsession and admiration of a queen. Look at me, sweet human. Look at your work adorning my body. The details, the patience. Every piece you create tells a story. The tiara inspired by peacock feathers. The rings you've made to represent the phases of the moon. They are all so unique. It makes me wonder how many ideas are inside that sweet pink brain of yours. You are boundless, aren't you? A wellspring of creativity, skill, and patience. It makes me shiver in this human flesh just to be near you. And I see your blush has spread to your pretty neck. You've been so patient with me while I explain my summons. Thank you. I've dreamed of speaking to you for a long time. I didn't know it was possible to fall in love with someone through their craft. I didn't know I could love gold even more than I already did. You have taught me so much before I even laid eyes on you. And that is the power of your craft. I didn't know humans could still be so inspiring. Ah, and I'm rewarded for my compliment with the sight of your blush spreading down your chest. Adorable. Ah! What is under your tunic? I see a flash of gold. I must see, please. I am so curious, it is my nature. What treasure are you hiding? Show me. Ah, beautiful. Such an amulet, set with onyx. There is an inscription on the back. Well, who am I to turn down your invitation to read it? You are so generous. Let me turn it over. Ah, a poem. Did you write it? You did. Let me read. The lettering is so fine. I will have to be very close to you to read it. Raven Queen loves enchanting dance. Your feathers hold a cosmic trance. Together let our magic soar in shadows deep forevermore. Oh, don't stop being a jeweler to be a poet. Promise me, sweet human. It is a charming bit of words, though. Charming like you. I can't help but love it. You brought the necklace as a gift for me. Oh, just when I thought I couldn't become any more obsessed with you. Come here. I need to hold you to make sure you're real. I've decided I'm going to take you with me. My heart couldn't bear to part from you now. I will bring you to my kingdom and make you my consort. They will talk because you are human, but I don't care. You will want for nothing. I promise. You go willingly. Wonderful. Fortune smiles on us both, my dear.